with electronics that make the performer kind of into a one-man or one-woman band.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of needing a whole orchestra, you can add some electronics and it expands the possibility. It adds harmonic possibilities. It adds possibilities in terms of creating new sounds, although it all kind of sounds just like a saxophone. It's got that golden, archaic, bronze kind of Enkidu sound to
it. But it becomes a saxophone orchestra.
Yeah.
What does Enkidu mean?
Enkidu is a character from the Epic of Gilgamesh.
Okay. I'm it's lost on me.
Yeah, so Gilgamesh is a king of a Uruk,
uh-huh.
A Mesopotamian city-state, and he's become too tyrannical. So the gods send down Enkidu, who's kind of this Hercules character, and to kind of be Gilgamesh's friend.
Uh-huh.
And they go off on a series of wild and crazy adventures. And eventually the gods decide that Enkidu has to die. And so he gets sick and dies. And Gilgamesh is just heartbroken by this. So the first and the second movements focus. The first movement has, you know, this primordial feeling to it. The second movement captures the joy that Gilgamesh felt with Enkidu. And then the last movement is Gilgamesh having this kind of existential crisis where he's contemplating his own death and his own mortality, and how can he escape that?
Yeah, that's interesting. I am showing how terribly red I am. what do you have going on coming up?
Well, I'm writing a piece right now for flute, cello, guitar, and electronics.
Cool.
For the Peak Collective.
Okay, I know them.
Yeah.
I have worked with them before.
Mm-hmm.
Great. So the Peak Collective, PIQUE, a local ensemble that they perform at smaller venues around Baltimore. You can follow them on Facebook.
Instagram.
And Instagram, yes. And that's the main project right now?
Yeah, that's correct.
Cool. Well, why don't we close out with one more piece? What should we close with?
Let's listen to a longer piece. This is 15 minutes long. It's called En Jardin.
And it's a three-movement work, right?
Yes.
All right. And the second two movements, the first movement is titled En Jardin, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Ceres and Quasi Sostenuto?
Yes.
So why the, I guess that makes the third movement kind of nameless, having it be named as the tempo, or is there a meaning behind naming it the tempo?
I kind of just named it. I couldn't come up with a more evocative title, and sometimes it's good to give a title that's just like Allegro or
right.
Sonata number 3, Opus 29, because it allows the audience to figure out for themselves what it's about, and without telling them what they're supposed to listen to.
I'm entirely okay with that. Well, here is En Jardin by Elliot Graybill, our student composer of the month, even though he is not anymore a student, but he was recently a student at Peabody Conservatory and certainly continues to compose to this day. So yeah. Thanks for coming in.
Let me say one more quick thing about
this.
Yeah. This is another electronic piece.
Uh-huh.
There's no performance in this. Back in the olden days, they would say it's a piece for tape.
Right.
Because it's completely, created in the studio. Of course, now we don't have tapes anymore, so
right.
I don't know what it's called. We call it fixed media now.
Yeah.
I think. It's three movements, and everything from this, all the recordings I got were from the piano, recording the piano.
Uh-huh.
I don't do anything with the piano. I just do. No delay, no looping, none of the stuff I do in Enkidu, just splicing little recordings of the piano together, one on top of the other, to create this mosaic of sound.
It sounds great. I'm looking forward to listening to it. This is En Jardin. By the way, what do you play?
I'm a composer.
Do you play any other?
I play the piano, I sing,
mm-hmm.
and I play a little trumpet. And recently, I'm trying to figure out how to make live electronics into an instrument. So how can you do more than just be the audio engineer and trigger things? How do you actually make it into a musical instrument, something that you can put musicianship into,
right?
Your own expression into.
Yes, instead of just plugging one thing in and it being the result of your arrangement of that, you take over the creation part.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, this has been Student Composer of the Month, this month with Elliot Grable. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you so much, John.
Thanks for listening. You can keep up with our podcast every month under the Student Composer of the Month and New Music tags on WBJC.com.